Blog Talk Radio.
It's all about love in your life. So follow your light and you will feel the joy. It's all about love in your life. So follow your light and you will feel your joy. Tune in to Love Light Joy at Blog Talk Radio with Dr. R.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me. I see we have callers on the line, and I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for joining me this evening as we're coming upon the full moon on Christmas Day at 11:11. And so this show is just getting us ready. It's getting us excited. It's sharing and basking in the love, the light, and the joy that is upon us if we choose to radiate it, shine, let it fill our bodies, let it fill our minds, let it fill our souls, and just let it radiate from us. So it is my pleasure to come to you this evening with live readings for the callers. And if you would like a reading, you can call in. The number is 646-787-1834, and I want to just get right to the calls, but I also want to say, whether you're tuning in live or you're listening in to the rebroadcast or the archived recording, please know that all of the messages, the callers online are going to ask the perfect questions for everyone. There are messages that the angels convey to all of us in the perfect way. So just know that if you don't get on this call, there will be more calls and your questions will be answered through someone who has asked them during our live call. So let's get started. And the first caller, just to let you know that when I take a caller, I'll let you know the area code and the first three numbers of your phone number. And we will start with the first caller that has been on hold, and it is area code 720-366. Please say your name, and please feel free to ask your question for the angels. And we want to just thank them for coming to us in love, light, and joy, and in the 1111 phenomenon. So here we go.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing so fantastic. It's Friday evening, and it's so relaxing, comfortable evening, and I have callers on the line, so I'm doing great. Can I have your name?
My name is Ivatar, and I was calling to ask a question about a move that I am anticipating in June or before June.
Okay.
Out of state.
Out of state. So we're getting ready for some new excitement, new adventures. And so I'm going to tell you the card decks we're using this evening for all of the callers online is the Mermaid and Dolphins deck and the Daily Guidance from Angels. And what I'll do is pull two cards from Mermaids and Dolphins for you, and I'll pull one card from the Daily Guidance. And so we come and we ask for information about your move, and let's see. Oh, it's a card right here ready coming out for you. Oh, and here's another one. Okay, and then we'll pull one from the Daily Guidance. This one wants to come out. Ah, okay, nice. Okay, so your first card is a new dawn, and that means that the worst is really now behind you. Positive new experiences are really on the horizon, and it's followed up perfectly almost by your second card, which is pay attention. And that means notice the repetitious signs and how they resonate with your inner guidance, as this will continue to yield for you valuable information, kind of giving you that next step, the next clue, the next movement forward, kind of also providing for you confirmation and synchronicity. So that kind of gives you confirmation. And your third card is your life purpose. And it says the purpose of your life is to serve in a way that brings great joy to yourself and others. So kind of don't worry about your purpose per se. If you're looking for it, just know that your purpose is upon serving, and that as long as you're serving in the highest light and in your highest joy, you are following your life purpose. So looking at these three cards together, it looks like the move is perfect. The worst is behind you. New experiences are on the horizon, so you're right on target. And to get more information or more of your surprises that are in store for you, pay attention to the signs. They usually are repetitive. They'll come in ways that are synchronistic to your knowingness, and that know that in whatever way you're serving, whatever way this new move will enhance your life, it will also enhance your life purpose as long as you continue to follow your joy and your bliss.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, you are so welcome. May you enjoy your new move, and you please call back in and let us know how it goes. And may you be abundantly blessed as you embark on your new adventure.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. I will just put you back in the queue, and you can continue to hold or join us next time. Have a great evening. Happy holidays.
Happy holiday to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we are starting off with some great news. Newness is in the air, new wonderful opportunities, excitement, life purposes. So let's move on to our next caller, which I love the phone number. And it's actually showing up on my queue as area code 111. And the next three letters are, the next three numbers, huh, are 111. So, caller, you are on air. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling and showing up with all these ones, right, like perfect timing.
Well, it's really Skype, not me, but I'll take credit for it.
Yeah, take all the credit. All the credit is yours, of course. Okay, so what's your name?
My name is Trish, and my question is around relationship, if I could get an angel reading around relationship.
Okay, let's look for Trish, and let's see what comes up for relationships. And I'm going to pull two cards. Let's see what wants to come out. Oh, yeah, that card came right out in this one. And then let's see what our daily guidance is as far as relationships and what you are looking for. Ah, okay. Nice. Okay, so your first card is very interesting. It comes up consultant expert, and it says more information is needed in this area. Contact someone with an expertise in this area. So however that fits around your particular idea of relationship, and I don't know if you're looking for a romantic relationship, but if it may stem from maybe a business relationship, but it somehow it's tied into an expert. Maybe it's an expert in relationships. But your next card gives you more information. It says synchronicity. So it says your prayers and your questions are being answered by synchronistic events. Notice them to increase their flow. And so I don't know if you've recently met someone who may be considered an expert, and that's what this card is tying into, but your prayers and your questions are being answered. They're being heard, and it's being kind of in repetitious signs or noticeable synchronicities. Some people call them coincidences, but everything is by divine creation anyway, just like you showing up with your many, many wands on my 111 show. So you're very powerful in that creating kind of phase right now. And your third card is assertiveness. And it says the situation can be guided gently with love as you request it. Yet there's also a need for your strength and your truthfulness with the other people involved. The angel said they will stand right behind you as you speak your truth, giving you strength and guiding your words. And so based on these three cards, maybe you're the expert. And you're consulting your inner self, looking for things that are synchronistically reaffirming the things that you know that you're looking for in the relationship, but you are holding all the cards. You just need to assert yourself, speak your truth lovingly. You can also, when you're speaking your truth, and sometimes speaking truth can appear to be harsh, but when it's coming from a place of love, you can always pray for the other person that you're speaking it to, for their heart to be receptive, to receive the information, so that they are not necessarily coming with a defensive wall, and it can be heard in a place of love. And so that's what your cards are saying. That's what the angels want you to know this evening as far as your relationships.
Okay. Well, thank you. I will definitely look for the synchronicities.
Yes, look into the synchronicity. It may be subtle, but it'll definitely catch your attention. It'll reaffirm your inner knowingness. Also assert yourself. You know, you can just ask for the angels. That may be part of the assertiveness. That's kind of their only rule, that they can't help unless we...
Okay.
Hello?
Hi,
yep,
no,
unless
I'm
we ask. I'm sorry, I thought I dropped your call. Yep, so unless we ask, so just feel free to ask, and they'll give you more and more information as you continue to go along.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. Happy holidays. Thank you for joining me. May you have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, so we're moving on to our next caller, and our next caller is calling from area code 917, and the first three numbers are 324. You are on air. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, and can I have your name?
Asil. Yeah,
it's Hi, Asil. Hi, nice to talk with you this evening, and what's your question?
Question is also regarding love. You know, New Year's is coming, and I don't even have a date. So I'm just trying to see what they have in store for me.
Okay, so are we talking relate? Did I hear you say love?
Yeah, well, love, relationship. I'm not dating anybody right now, so.
Okay, so love and relationships. Let's see what card comes out. Okay, here we go. And let's pull your third card and see what. Okay, so your first card says is empowerment. It says you're more powerful than you realize, and it's really safe now for you to be powerful, to stand in that power. And it'll make more sense as we go through the next cards, but your power is very apparent, and it seems like it's apparent to maybe everyone but you, because your next card is self-forgiveness. And it just really says, let go of your old guilt and remember that you are Source or God or whatever you call your higher power, whatever title we want to give it, Universal Source God. You're the perfect essence of that. And so that is cultivated within your power. And your third card is beautiful, which I think this is where your power is very strong. It says, see only love. It says, look past all of the seeming errors and mistakes and misunderstandings and try to put yourself in a place where you see only love within yourself as well as the other person. It says, once you're resolute on focusing upon love, all of the underlying issues will be healed in ways that you couldn't have imagined. And so you're very powerful in this way. You're very powerful in the love aspect. And it seems like your cards are guiding you to pour more of that love right now to yourself. And from a place of self-forgiveness, self-love, healing those situations, whatever they may be, you will begin to vibrate and attract those energies into attracting a partner that reflects those feelings and love that you have transcended and that you are now reflecting. And so it looks like love is right there for you, but just see yourself from a place of love and continue to work on self-forgiveness and letting go of anything that may be holding you down, kind of almost like the ease on down the road. Don't carry anything that may be a burden. Just let it go.
Yeah.
Because now we're in a place where our energies are very high, and so once we bring it to the surface and we recognize, we can just kind of obliterate it and be done with it. You don't have to be all that long, drawn out healing and, you know, affirmations. Just,
yeah.
Just kind of like drop the bag and just keep walking.
Well, you know, it's funny walking. You say that. It's funny you say that, because talking about definitely, you know, some of this month conclusion of how powerful I am. And one thing that I've done that I before I was afraid of. It's just I just let everybody go that don't no longer serve me. And I used to be afraid of, well, there nobody's left. But somehow I just did it because I feel like this is an opportunity to open the door for the new people to come in. That's going to be more on my aligned to me. You know, I mean, I don't know why I did it. I just did it anyway. So that's, I let everybody go. So I'm like pretty much, it doesn't seem good to me. It doesn't feel good to me. I let it go. I don't even bother anymore. Even my best friend, I had to let him go, you know. But it just, in the past, I would have been afraid. But I was like, you know what? If he's supposed to be your friend again, he's going to come back around. And this time around, he's going to be better than the first time. So I just did it, you know.
Yes, yes, that's, I understand.
That's
and it
why
makes
I'm
perfect sense.
So, yeah.
And you're just as powerful at in letting go as you are in attracting as well. And, so, you know, when we let things go, we make room for newness to come in. Even from if old relationships are resurrected, they come in with a new vibrance, a new energy. There's a new connection there, you know, even among friends and even romantic relationships. So you're not alone. Know that you are standing in the power and there are many, many angels showering you with love. And during this time of waiting for, you know, newness to enter your life, shower yourself with love, you know, treat yourself exquisitely well. And so thanks for calling in. Yes, spoil yourself. Well, no, I don't say spoil. I say treat yourself really well because when we think of spoil, you know, I have to put this in. Words are very powerful. And so when we use words like, you know, spoil, that doesn't make us vibrate at a high level. But if we say treat ourselves well or lavish ourselves in love or, you know, all of the things you would do with a partner as far as treating them well and showering them with love, do that to yourself and use those kinds of words because your inner self loves that. Your inner self knows that you're worthy of all of the high vibrational energies of bliss and joy and true fun being in love with a partner who loves being in love with you.
Thank you so much. So, I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. May you have a wonderful evening. Happy holidays. Thank you for joining me. And I will put you back in queue. And I look forward to speaking with you next time. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to take a one-second breath and get ready for my next caller. Once again, I thank you for all of the callers who are online, all of the callers who who called in previously, and all of the listeners who listen back into the playbacks. May these callers who are asking these wonderful questions, sharing their selves, may their messages touch you, have information for you. The angels are conveying. They are vibrating high tonight, so they want me to get back on to the next caller. And so here we go. The next caller, the number is 860-827.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I mean, not the best thing in the world, but I'm okay.
Well, okay. Well, we're going to start with okay because that's a great place to be, you know. It's okay to be okay.
Yeah.
So what's your name and what's your question?
My name is Stacel.
Okay.
And my question is, I guess I want to know a message from the angel regarding my current relationship with my boyfriend.
Okay. All right. Love is in the air this evening.
Yeah, it's a new relationship. I've been with him 4 weeks, almost 4 weeks.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And coming upon the full moon, the energies are heightened. Love is in the air. All right. Here we go. One more card. Let's see. This one came right out. Okay. So your first card it says, stay optimistic. Your dreams are coming true. Don't quit right before the miracle occurs. And so it seems like this relationship is one of high energy. It's one based in optimism. Your next card is perfectly aligned, actually, with stay optimistic. It's tranquility. And it says, make time to relax, be still, and enjoy your solitude, indulging in much-needed self-care. And it seems that since this is part of a relationship question, and it's a new relationship, that this new relationship is one based in optimism, but it also brings an element of peace. And if that isn't transpiring, then that is an element that is a part of the relationship's energy, and it's very possible. And if you focus on it in an optimistic way, then it will become more and more apparent. And so where it says indulge in much-needed self-care, care for yourself as well as your partner, and allow your partner to care for you. That may be where it's tying into your dreams coming true, allowing yourself to be careful, allowing yourself to be loved. Your third card is very interesting, and it's child. And it says you care deeply about children, and they readily respond to your love. All children, including your inner child, require love, affection, and attention. And when you can clear and open your heart and schedule time to give yourself more energy, your inner child more love, then you will feel that love reflected more in your life through your partner. And so it seems like this relationship, looking at the three cards, optimism, tranquility, and child, there's a lightheartedness to it. There's a freedom for your inner child to kind of play and enjoy each other, keeping the energies light, focusing on optimism, looking at the highest, almost the grandest version of the greatest vision that you have for this relationship starting, you know, within the 4 weeks. Really focusing on that will lend itself to the energy, building the foundation, adding more and more strength to the bond that you're growing.
Yeah. So I know lately it's like I haven't really seen him since the 5th. And
okay.
Like we call it, but it's like, you know, we both have a busy schedule. So, but we do plan on seeing each other on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
I know last Tuesday he wanted to see me, I couldn't. So. But, like, sometime, I don't want to assume things because I tend to be like that. You know, my friend,
right.
She makes me. So I don't want to confuse myself. Oh, well, maybe he's talking to somebody else or something. You know, like, I get like that.
Okay. And I think looking at your cards and just seeing that it's new, allow yourself the safe place to maybe ask, just, you know, not assume. You can get more with just asking those questions, kind of, you know, hey, I don't know how you would phrase it, but in a lighthearted way or getting clarification so that you can see where he's coming from and where you're coming from so that you can see that you're, you know, on one accord and you're aligned, that you have the same idea of what you want going forth. And so, you know, Christmas Eve, when you guys have time together or whenever your time is together, see it from a place of fun and peace, but also let it be a place where you allow yourself to ask those questions that you want answers to, so you don't have to assume, so you don't have to agonize over it. So you can see, you know, based on body language, based on conversation, you can make those inner discernments and judgments based on, you know, at least his participation. Because right now you're having a conversation in your head with yourself. So
yeah.
You don't get his input, you see?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, so may you enjoy your time together. May you have a wonderful holiday season, Christmas Eve, and love continue to blossom and shower yourself with, you know, love and let your inner child feel nurtured.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and likewise to you too.
Thank you, and you are so welcome. Have a great evening.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to move along to our next caller. Wow, we have 4 minutes left. Okay, so I'm just going to stop talking and go to the next caller. The first three numbers are 805. The next three numbers are 617.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
Good. This is Donna, and I wanted to know about a relationship as well, one that will go into marriage.
Okay. Let's see, Donna. Marriage. Relationship. Ah, oh, this card is definitely asking to come out in this one, too. All right. Ah, okay. Oh, okay, Donna. So this is what your first card is. It says, explore your options. It says it's time to look at other possibilities. It's a good time to make changes. Your second card says friendship, and it says make a date for a play date with one or more of your friends. And so third card, and I'm giving you all three of them at once so you can see how they're really tying together. Your third card is be honest with yourself. So it says look into your heart and you will know the truth of the situation. It say to admit the truth to yourself, for we will support and guide you through any changes. So lean upon the angels for your courage and your strength to take care of yourself. Focus only upon your desires, and you'll come to know where the relationship is going. Looking at your cards, though, is telling you to explore your options, look at other possibilities, maybe take some more applications, maybe make a date with some friends, go out, just so you can see how you're really feeling and get to the core of your feelings about what's happening.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah, so it's the holiday season, you know, great time to get together with friends. Love is in the air. Who knows what the angels may bring you, or you may attract, rather, that the angels help you with. And so may you find love, may you continue to nurture and love yourself above everything.
Okay.
All right,
well,
Donna.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you are so welcome. Have a great evening. Happy holidays.
Okay. Do I take that with
Bye-bye. Nothing, baby. Okay, the next caller, we're taking area code 561-541. You are on air.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
Jay.
Okay, and what's your question?
I am just open to whatever message the angels have for me at this time.
Okay. Angels, please come forward with a message for Jay. Let's see what cards come out. Oh, this one right here. It's not right out. Oh, and you too. Okay, I see you. And we'll pull one more. This one. Okay. Okay, Jay, so the angels are saying... accept heaven's help. It says you pray for help, so kind of know that the angels have heard you and they are helping you. Help is on the way. They also want you to know kind of get out of the way so they can really whoosh in and give you the help that you really want. Your second card is healing heart, which says you're a powerful healer and keep up the great work. And so... the last card I'm going to tell you is an opportunity to forgive. And it says this situation brings you an opportunity to heal, to grow, to release any negativity that may be stored within you that you may be holding on to. Hold the intention of just seeing divine light and goodness. And it seems like tying into the healing heart, that is where your power lies. And you're a powerful healer. Usually when this card comes up, it denotes kind of healing capabilities within the person. I don't know if it's physical healing, spiritual healing, emotional healing, but somehow it's within your gifts, and you either do it naturally or you're coming into it, and it can be enhanced by forgiving, because forgiving helps transmute any negativities that may have been attached. It's almost like cutting negative attachment energy cords, and allow heaven to help you, the angels, the spirit realm. The energies are high now, allowing people to who are in the light, who are shining love, who are looking for goodness, the healing hearts, to really come forward and be supported and know that they're supported. So the angels want you to know that they are here with you. They see your healing heart, and they are helping you. And if anything you want specific help with, just ask, and they are right there. You know, you're not alone.
That's beautiful.
So,
that is beautiful. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Happy holidays. May you have a wonderful evening. And thank you for bringing us a great message this evening. Really,
thank you for being
that.
Such a wonderful channel. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Okay, I have one more caller on the line. Have a great evening, Jay.
Thank you.
Okay, caller, you are on the air, 863-289. How are you?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And what's your name?
My name is Julia.
Nice to meet you, Julia. Okay, and do you have a question this evening?
I do. It seems like a theme. I want to know what the angels can tell me about new laws coming into my life for 2016.
Card jumps right out, and another one is stuck to it. So that's, and I'm going to pull a third one for you because that one goes with the first one. And then I'm going to pull one for daily guidance, and let's see what 2016 and love is in the air. I am surrounded by love, and I love it. Okay, so your first two cards, okay. Your first card says wait. And these were the first two that are stuck together. So they're wait, and the second one is Father Healing. So the wait card says don't rush into action right now. Kind of bide your time for better results. Kind of like there are a multitude of options, and you're sitting back selectively choosing what you desire now at this time in your life. And Father Healing says your personal power increases as you give any father-related issues to heaven. And so if there are any father issues or masculine energy issues, or you are transmuting the healing of that, I don't know, energetically, spiritually, ancestrally, know that that will increase your personal power. And so your third card that was along the three from the Mermaids and Dolphins is Music for Manifesting. And it says to manifest rapidly, think of your desire while you hum, or you sing, or you chant, or music is playing, or you play music. So music is a heavy theme tying into love for you right now. And I don't know if you chant, or you hum, or you sing, or you enjoy music, but music is a catalyst for almost igniting the energy, elevating the energy, immediately transmuting the energies to what you want them to be, because your personal power is increasing. And so your third card from the daily guidance is very interesting, and it's entrepreneur. And it says that self-employment suits your disposition and intentions. Working for yourself allows you to better follow your intuition and your divine guidance. It says the angels want you to know that they're your coworkers and your teammates, and they remain loyal by your side, and they ensure your entrepreneurial success in all ways. So I don't know if you're an entrepreneur, if you're thinking about entrepreneurship, if the person that is coming into your life will be an entrepreneurship, but it will definitely play a role, and it will play a role lovingly in your relationship. And music is going to play a key role in your new relationship for 2016 and in 2015, going into 2016, especially with the new moon on Christmas Day at 11:11. Your personal power will really be high, and using music for manifesting will probably just give you so many more synchronicities and confirmations and knowingness as you stand in this time and you wait and selectively choose what you desire.
Wow. Well, that sounds encouraging. Sounds like all good things.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. It sounds exciting. I look forward to you calling me back, telling me how the entrepreneur and the music and the, going into 2016 all work together But it looks good, and it looks like your personal power is really coming in strong in that way and attracting what you desire and what you want. You know, it's almost like it's your time.
Mm-hmm.
And you
wonderful.
Can have it your way.
That'll be a nice change.
Yes, well, you hang on to that.
I've always taken care of others, so having it my way is definitely a huge change for me. So thank you.
Yes, so spend 2015 basking in what that would feel like to be on the receiving end of having it your way while you've always taken care of others. I know the feeling. So enjoy basking in that wonderful daydream as you put, you know, the energies there. Because what you know, you're the creator now, and so it is time. It is time for you to be well taken care of and loved up.
Mm, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And that was a wonderful reading. So thank you and the angels. And I love that idea of them being my coworkers. That's cool.
Yes, and they ensure your success in all ways. So know that. Know that,
wow,
too.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
and if I don't speak to you before, you have a very Merry Christmas. And thank you for
taking my
call.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me. You have a very Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, and may love enter your life in wonderful ways.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are coming to an end of our broadcast, and I love it because it is ending exactly at 7:06. So I'm going to look up that number because that's my ending angel message for myself, and I'm excited to see what that number means. And I'm going to bring our broadcast to a close by sincerely saying thank you to each and every person who took the time to call in, to join this broadcast, to listen into the archives. You can find my show at blogtalkradio.com/ROCLOVELIGHTJOY. So blogtalkradio.com, rock, love, light, joy. And as always, we'll let Roseberry bring us to a close at 7:07.
It's all about love in your life. So follow your light and you will feel the joy. It's all about love in your life. So follow your light and you will feel your joy. Tune in to Love Light Joy at Blog Talk Radio with Dr. R.
Happy holidays, everyone.